Good morning, everyone. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is July 25th, 2025, a pretty gray day here in Vancouver, but a pretty exciting day, and I'll tell you guys why in just a moment. Before we do get into today's episode, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam people. Yeah, it's a very exciting day today. It's going to be a fun time, and I'm excited to tell you why. So today, we are actually going to be doing a repeat artist that we've done before, and I'm very excited to do them because today is also the day that they have a concert here in Vancouver. If you know who I'm talking about, I am talking about none other than the Marias. I actually currently just came from sitting outside waiting in line right outside Doug Mitchell's UBC Thunderbird Arena. I ran over here to do my show quickly, and then I will be running right back to line up with my friends. If you're new here to the Discolly Show and have no idea what this show is about or how we do it here, basically, this is the show about music and all things music. We talk about one mainstream artist. I call it the Artist of the Week. We go through one of their projects, whether that be an album, an EP, compilation album, you name it, live album. We go through one of their projects. We go through the music, the genre, any type of musical discourse, the vinyls, the concert tours, you name it. We will be talking about it. And then about two-thirds in, we're going to switch over to our Discovered Artist of the Week, which I usually like to do a little Canadian artist highlight. And then we go through them. Usually they seem to be pretty similar to our Artist of the Week, so I can provide like a nice little segue to this artist. And you never know, you might end up finding a band that you like. Yeah, that's pretty much how we do it here on Discolly. So without further ado, we're going to go straight into it because this is an album that I do love so, so much. Last time we did Submarine, which is their second album, and this time we're going to be doing their debut album, Cinema. Yes, I'm talking about the Marias. I'm going to be giving them a quick little biography just because I know we've done their biography before, but I'll still, you know, introduce who the Marias are. The Marias is a band based out of Los Angeles, California. They're an indie rock, pop rock, indie pop, alternative pop, psychedelic, soul, dream pop, and synth pop band. They do it all. It's very dreamy. It's very silky. It's very, how can I say this? I'm looking for the right word, but I can't really think of it right now. But yeah, those are the genres that they do. They've been present in the music industry since 2016 and continue to do so. They are under Atlantic Records, and there are four members to the band. We have Maria, whose name they use to name the band. We have Joss, Jesse, and Edward. They are a band that sing both in English and in Spanish. That is, I'm pretty sure, mainly because Maria from the Marias is actually from Puerto Rico. But yeah, that's basically how the Marias run. That's basically all you gotta know. The Marias have released two full albums so far. Cinema, that was released on June 25th and of 2021, and then Submarine, that was released just last year, May 31st. We did Submarine in a past Discolly episode, so if you do want to check that out, definitely go to CITR.ca, search up Discolly, and you'll see it right there. But today we'll be doing Cinema. Like I mentioned, released June 25th, 2021, under the label Atlantic Records, as well as Nice Life. This album was kind of like the main hit that brought the Marias their spotlight, because nobody knew them just yet until some of their songs started, you know, doing pretty well. They also released prior to that a couple EPs. They had Super Clean Volume 1 released on November 3rd, 2017, and then Super Clean Volume 2 released September 28th, 2018, so basically just the year after. They've had some songs be pretty big hits, but mainly off of their latest album, Submarine. Sorry, I'm stumbling a little bit on my words. I'm so excited. But they also do have a song off of Cinema, actually two songs, that ended up doing pretty well, such as Hush and as well Heavy, which we will get into those songs because I just love those songs so, so, so much. But that's basically all you got to know about the Marias. They are playing today at UBC's Doug Mitchell Theater. They're playing their Submarine extended tour. They have two dates here in Vancouver, one today and one tomorrow. I do have tickets for today's show. And they also have an after party that's taking place at Fortune Sound Club today at 10 p.m. our doors. And I'm pretty sure they're probably going to get there around 11 p.m., 12 p.m. Because that's about the time that, you know, we end our concert. So it's going to be a Maria's Friday and Saturday. I was going to say weekend, but they're not here Sunday. But it's going to be Maria's focused, and I'm very, 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 very excited to do it because last time I had a very fun time seeing the Maria's open for Billie Eilish on December 3rd, 2024. Without further ado, we're going to get straight into the music, and I'm trying to see what we're going to start with first. I think we're going to start with Hush, which is one of the singles that I told you that is actually one of the better doing songs. I think there's also a little EP that's called Hush that was released parallel with this album. But we're going to start with that song. And that song, I'm not going to lie, it's a little bit like, you know, I don't know how to say it, like deeper, on the deeper end. And you'll see why. But we'll play the song, we'll come back, we'll talk about it a little bit more, and then, yeah, we're just gonna go on with the show. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Discali, as well as the Maria's, with Hush. Sorry, when the Maria say hush, I feel like I should be quiet. Welcome back. You're listening to Discali here on CATR 101.9 FM, and that was Hush by the Marias. You can kind of see what I mean by a little bit like deeper. It's kind of on the deeper end. I'm like, it's so like, I feel like I'm being like, quote unquote, threatened kind of way. It's like, hush, like you better be quiet. But such a fun little song. I mean, the beginning, you kind of don't really expect for the song to go that way. It kind of starts with a dun, 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 right? And then it goes, dum. And it just kind of hits it immediately. This is kind of a song where we see Maria kind of take a little bit of a more solidified and more grounding approach to her voice. There are other songs that you'll see that she kind of goes on the higher end. Sometimes she'll belt here and there. But here I think we also saw, I don't know who's singing. I wonder if it's Josh or Jesse or Edward. I actually have no idea who's singing that, like, that male part. It could also be someone else. But yeah, that's mainly what I have to say about that song. For you guys to know, the main two brains behind all of the music, even though, I mean, the whole band is a band in total, but the producer and drummer, as well as one of the band members, Josh Conway, is the main producer of this band, as well as Maria doing most of the lyrics. But I'm sure they all work together just like a band does. And the Marias have always had a very interesting history. I mean, Maria and Josh were together, were partners, and unfortunately did call it quits at some point. I think it was like in 2022, 2023. It was right after they had finished their cinema tour. And unfortunately, even Maria has said it a lot in interviews. She's like, I thought that was the end of the band. I thought that was it for the Marias. And then she actually was able to convince the entire band to go to group therapy, and they ended up being able to resolve things. And thank God. What would have happened if we didn't have Submarine? I have no idea. I have no idea where we would be. But Submarine was just a beautiful album, and I really, really appreciate the band for putting so much work into their relationship within each other, and, you know, just keeping it real, keeping it clear, and just making such incredible music, because their music is phenomenal. I guess we can talk a little bit about the vinyl record pressings that come with this album. There's actually been a couple that I really, really wanted. One of them is, I think, the white. It's kind of like a milky white, kind of clear, but not really pressing. I mean, the album cover itself is red, with Maria just kind of like hugging her knees in the middle, and then a swan right beside her. For those who don't know the meaning of the swan, I actually just recently sent a TikTok to Max, actually explaining what this swan meant. Basically, Maria was doing a little interview when she's like, swans are just such majestic creatures. Swans, when they mate for life. And that is like a beautiful kind of representation of love, and that undying love that two beings can have between each other. And once swan mates, it's like, you know, you're set for life. You are mated to that swan forever. And she was kind of explaining that, like, that's how love should be. Like, you should love a person. If you really, really love a person, you should love to mate for life. You shouldn't just love to just love a person and then not. You should love to mate for life. She's not saying that, like, once you meet a person, you have to love them unconditionally and forever. It just means that, like, when you're looking for love, you should be looking for that love to last, not just to be playing with that love. Which I actually really like how she described it. And it's very meaningful, and something that very much kind of stuck to my heart. Because I also didn't know that little interesting fact about swans mating for life. Now you do as well. But yeah, there's this beautiful white pressing that kind of goes along, kind of like a swan color. And then there's your, I mean, obviously standard black pressing for the album. And that's pretty much it. The white pressing of the album is actually one that's sought after a lot, so you can just imagine the price for that one. But the black one, I'm pretty sure you can buy like at any indie record store, if you do find it. Hopefully I get my hands on the white one, maybe today. We'll see. I don't have that much money, so I gotta keep my hopes down a little bit. But that was track number three, Hush. Just before that, I will say there was two tracks, Just a Feeling, which is like a bit of an interlude, and then Calling You Back. And then right after Hush is track number four, we have All I Really Want Is You. And then we have track number five, which is, I'm pretty sure, a little Spanish track. Hablé Con Ella, which is like I Spoke to Her. And then track number six, Little by Little, was actually the next track that we'll be playing here on Discali. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is the Marias with Little by Little.
Little by Little.
Don't mean that I don't wanna stay. Promise I'll apologize.
wait. I'm teasing you a little bit with the next song. We got heavy going on. But right before that, we're going to take a little break into our ads, and we'll be right back to listen to heavy. I hope you like that little tease right there, because it was definitely teasing me just a little bit.
Busking on Granville Street. 12 hours of performing for just $5? Can you believe that? That's when I discovered the Looper, and everything changed. Since then, I've performed at over 1,000 shows across Australia, France, Europe, and Canada. I even placed top 16 at the first Buskers World Cup in South Korea. Now, I'm sharing everything I've learned with you.
Introducing Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program, the only course that teaches you to create and perform music holistically.
We have four essential pillars: live looping, music production, DJing, and stage work over the course of just 8 weeks. Real street performance experience. You get a professional EPK and industry networking.
Limited to just 16 dedicated artists, our next intake starts June 7th.
Our top two DJs get to shadow me at real gigs. I have summer and winter bookings lined up. This isn't just education. It's your pathway into the industry.
Supported by Creative BC Grant. Visit samchimes.com/academy to book your free consultation.
Stop dreaming. Start building. Chimes Academy.
If you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
All right, welcome back. That was a little ad break. You're listening to Discali here on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, let's get straight into it. That was Little by Little by the Marias. It's a cute little song. It's like little by little. I would say it's leaning a little bit more into, I don't like to say alternative, but there is like a bit of like a genre. Because like I always think that whenever an artist is described as alternative, that just means they have so many genres to fit under that, you know, usually advertisers, streaming platforms, just kind of throw them into that. But it was a little bit like alternative. We definitely do see that bedroom pop, that kind of dream pop situation. But it also kind of gave like very like chill, almost kind of like blues vibes, like little by little, you know, it's kind of like nice and fun. I do know that they do take a little inspiration of jazz in their music. But there are some other songs such as Heavy that you can really feel the indie rock, which is actually going to be our next track to listen to. But before we do get into that, I do want to talk just a little bit about the cinema tour that the Marías did back in, I think, 2022, I'm pretty sure. But it was way back when. They called it the cinema tour. They did a lot of shows. They also did a little bit of festivals. I'm unsure if it actually got canceled due to COVID, but they did have a bunch of dates. They were doing California a bunch, Spain, Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Dallas, Phoenix. They were everywhere, Toronto. But I'm unsure if they actually came to Vancouver. I think they did. Let me check. They came to Vancouver to open for Billie Eilish, like I mentioned, back in December. Did they come to Vancouver? Yes, they did. March 6, 2022, they came to Vancouver. They actually came to venue. I don't know what venue is venue. Here, wait. Venue Vancouver. Let's see what it says. Venue Vancouver. Oh, it is a place. Oh, it's tiny. It was the Pearl. I think they call it venue as well, maybe. But they came there, then they came for Billy, and now they're coming again to Doug Mitchell, and they're headlining this tour, guys. They're headlining an arena. That is a crazy, crazy, crazy jump. But yeah, so that was a fun little time that they had for Cinema and Submarine. Guys, the next song is that long-awaited song, one of the best songs off of the album, track number 7. It is Heavy. This is the song that I actually used to promote today's show, and is one of the songs that is just so beautiful to listen to because it has a catchy beat, catchy melody, catchy drum pattern, and then that bridge. Holy God, that bridge is insanity, and you'll see just why in the next couple seconds. You're listening to Heavy here on Discali.
Could
All right, welcome back to the Scully. That was Heavy by the Marias here on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My gosh, what a nice song, right? Like, that bridge just truly makes you feel like you're floating, like you're levitating. It makes you feel like you are on some different level. It's like immediately when like that kind of drum pattern just kind of does its little build up, and then you hear the Marias. And someone telling me, don't get in the water, what have you done? Ooh, my God, it's so angelic the way that she sings it as well. But over here on Apple Music, we actually have a little description that Josh Conway actually gave us about Heavy. And I quote, I'll read you the entire statement that he gave. We do this game sometimes where I'll pull up some good pictures online from Pinterest, maybe, and I'll show them to Maria and tell her to sing a melody of anything that comes to mind when she sees it. I pulled up a picture of a woman in a desert, I believe, and Maria says, I'm heavy, I'm nice-eyed. And I was like, oh, okay, here we go. And within minutes, we had the verse and the chorus there. This one's more about wanting to be alone and not wanting to deal with anyone or anything at all. Anyone knocking at your door, you're just like, just go away. Let me be alone here. Wow. Cool little interesting fact there. That's so cool. I could never come up. Let's see. Let me think. I don't know if I could come up with a melody that quickly after looking at a photo. And then the way they just like run with it and roll with it too. That's actually insane. Wow. I'm just shocked. They truly put a lot of effort and a lot of thought into this album. And you can just tell because they have a description for every single song. After I finish telling you, playing the next two songs, maybe I'll say what each one means and what each one they have to say. The next song that I have for you guys is actually one that's in Spanish. It's called Un Millón. Which means 1 million, if you couldn't tell. But yeah, we'll get right into the song and we'll come right back. You're listening to The Marias here on Discali, and this is Un Millón.
Quiero amanecer junto a ti en tus sábanas de miel con mis manos en tu piel. Quiero amanecer junto a ti, nunca más verte sufrir, vamos juntos hasta el fin. Quiero besarte entero, amor, vamos juntitos hacia Bayamón, luego a Luquillo pa' tomar el sol, estar contigo.
Hacia Bayamón, luego a Luquillo
welcome back. That was Un Millón by the Marías. Cool little Spanish song. And I also would like to say that I'm pretty sure they did use a little bit of a Latin beat there, like the It was just slowed down a little bit more. And they also kind of had like this like weird kind of like glitch feel to it. I almost kind of felt like I was in a video game. But yeah, I love how they are able to kind of, you know, give us that little feeling. I'll give you guys the description quickly of what they said about Un Millón. And then we'll move on to our last song and wrap up the Marías for today. So sad. I don't want to leave. But I will say I have a pretty good artist for you guys lined up who are releasing an album just very, very soon, next month in August. Now, Un Millón, as quoted by Maria, we approached Un Millón like, what would it sound like if the Marías made a reggaeton-inspired song? There it is. I knew it. I knew that there was a beat. I grew up listening to reggaeton. In my first job ever at 15, all I wanted to do was save enough money to go to reggaeton concerts with my brother in the VIP section. I ended up saving enough money for Don Omar. Aw, and the Yankee concerts. Oh, that's so funny. It was a huge part of life, and it's in my blood. We had never made a reggaeton-inspired song, so we were like, let's just try it. Un Millón happened, and then everybody wanted it on the album. That's so cool. Oh, God, I love them so, so much. All right, well, that was Un Millón, track number 8. Going down the track list, we have Spin Me Around as track number 9, The Mice Inside the Room, track 10, To Say Hello, track 11, and the last track that I'll be playing for today, as well as Fog as a Bullet, track 12, and then Talk to Her as track 13. So it's 13 tracks on this album, 39 minutes in total, and the last song to play is To Say Hello. You're listening to the Marías here on Discali, and here is To Say Hello.
You called me up, you said I know, I miss you, I messed up, I say goodnight, now I'm falling to the floor, I miss you. Messed up. I called to say hello. Take the summer time to grow. I'll see you when it's cool. When darkness starts to fold. Cause baby, I'm afraid to feel. Lost my mind there at the wheel. Don't know which way to go. I know I know I. Cause I belong in here. I said it, I'll never forget it. Cause I belong in here. Wait a minute, let me finish. I'll admit it, yeah. You wanna talk, come hanging up. I miss you, I messed up. I call to say hello. Take the summer time to grow. I've seen this all before. I know I know I. Cause I belong here. I said it, I'll never forget it. Cause I belong here. Wait a minute, let me finish. I'll admit it. Cause I belong here. I'll never forget it. Cause I belong in here. Wait a minute, let me finish. I'll admit it, yeah. Dime lo suave. Dame un ratito que no quiero dejar. Quédate conmigo que no quiero alejar. Dame lo suave. Dame lo suave. Dame lo suave. Dame un ratito que no quiero dejarte. Quédate conmigo que no quiero alejarme. Dame lo suave, dame lo suave. I call to say hello. I call to say hello. Hello. Cause I belong in here. I said it. I belong in here. Wait a minute, let me finish. I'll admit it. Cause I belong in here. I said it, I'll never forget it. Cause I belong in here. Wait a minute, let me finish.
to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
Best metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
Welcome back. I'm always so intrigued for these show promos because I get to know what other shows exist here on CITR because there's so much talent here. Power Chord, I didn't know what to expect, but I guess it makes sense now, but like I didn't really expect it to be heavy metal. I don't know. But what a show promo. Guys, I want to check it out. Go check out Power Chord. Why not, you know? Let's listen to some heavy metal. Guys, thank you so much for joining me for the Marias. That was our Artist of the Week, and we are now moving into our Discovered Artist of the Week. We've done them before, just the same episode when we also did the Maria Submarine. That is Tops. Tops is actually a Montreal-based band, so Canadian indie rock is what they do, as well as soft rock, synth pop, and dream pop, very similar to that of the Marias. They've been present in the music industry since 2011, so they've actually been here for a lot longer. Their record label is Arbutus Records, and they recently actually played at Coachella, which is so, so cool. So cool to see bands grow and see, you know, where they're going to play next. But that's basically what you got to know about Tops. Their current members are Jane, David, Riley, and Marta. I'm not going to try to pronounce their last names because last time I remember, I think I butchered it so, so bad. So we're just going to leave it there. But they're recently going to release an upcoming album on August 22nd, 2025. It's called Bury the Key. And they've actually released 4 songs already off of their album, which are the 4 songs that we'll be doing today. Their upcoming album is a total of 12 tracks, with all the tracks already released. Like, we have the track list. Stars Come After You, Wheels at Night, I See You Too, Outstanding in the Rain, Annihilation, Falling on My Sword, Call You Back, Chlorine, Mean Streak, Your Ride, Standing at the Edge of Fire, and then finally, Paper House. The first song that we're going to start off with is I See You Too, which is actually, I think, the first song that they released to promote this album. You're listening to Tops here on Discali, and without further ado, I See You Too.
I see you too. I see you too. I see. Boy, you got some stamina.
I See You Two Tops. My God, that was a fun little song. Welcome back to the Scully here. You're listening to Tops, our discovered artist of the week. The reason I always kind of say that they kind of are very similar to the Marías is because they kind of have like that funky little synth beat, as well as kind of very indie. I mean, truly indie pop. You will see that they do have some rock aspects as well, but mainly it's kind of that like high-pitched voice. I mean, the Marías, lead singer Maria, very angelic voice, very like soft, smooth, very like whispery kind of, but very still controlled, if that makes sense. Here we've kind of seen like a, see you too. Like it's very like baby-like almost. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to have like that contrast within their music. But that was I See You Too. Next up on the list, we got Annihilation, and then we're going to keep going down the tracks of their new album, Bury the Key, being released on August 22nd, 2025. This is Annihilation here on Discali. You're listening to Tops. You're listening to Scully here on CITR 11.9 FM Vancouver. That's Annihilation by Tops off of their new album, Bury the Key. And we're going to go straight into Falling on My Sword, come back, and wrap up the show. You're listening to Scully, and this is Tops. That was Falling on My Sword by Tops off of their upcoming album, Bury the Key. So fun. I'm having so much fun doing these artists. Like, it's just, I'm just discovering such new people. It's so exciting. But that basically brings us to wrap up Discali for today. I got to head back to my line and start getting ready for the Marias here in Vancouver at Doug Mitchell, both today and tomorrow. I think there are still some tickets available, so definitely get your tickets. And if you're interested in doing the after party, go check out Fortune Sound Club. They might still have a couple for their the Marias Freak Marine official after party. So why not do it, you know? If you like today's show and want to stick around, I do this show every Friday from 11 to 12. And if you want to keep updated with what I'm doing and what's coming about, I think next week we have something pretty interesting lined up for you guys. But you guys can follow me on Instagram at _Discali_. For those, Discali is spelled DISCOLLIE. I'm your host, Oliver. Thank you so much for joining me. And I want to announce that up next, we have Dave Radio Presents, a new episode of The Eclectic Lunch. So definitely stick around and check out Dave, because it's always a fun time. Perfect for your lunchtime, hey? I'll leave you guys to it. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to go post so much about the Marias and also go enjoy myself a lot. I hope that I still have my voice by the end of the night. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. And this is the last song I'll be playing from Tops of their album, Bury the Key. This is Chlorine.
Me up.